The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The employers group IBEC has said the housing shortage is becoming a critical barrier to the continued growth and development of the economy. IBEC is calling on the government to act immediately to deliver a range of policies to speed up the provision of more housing. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
The report claims the inadequate supply of affordable housing is the single largest impediment to attracting and retaining talented workers. It says a recent survey of CEOs found more than 70% of firms pointed to housing availability as a challenge to their operations, with a third describing it as a major challenge. The research lays out a suite of policy changes it claims would help, including a temporary VAT refund for purchasers of 5% of the price of new-built homes to boost affordability. It also calls for a more ambitious role for local authorities and approved housing bodies in the delivery of social, cost rental and broader affordable homes, and says 20,000 such units a year should be delivered before the end of the decade. In the rental market, it says there should also be improved tax treatment of landlords' expenses and greater security for tenants. And it says an income tax incentive for investments in designated residential development funds should also be implemented to help boost funding for housing.
It's reported that three people have been killed by Russian missile strikes in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson. City officials said that six people were injured in the bombardment that also damaged a hospital and a school. An image taken at the scene by the Reuters news agency showed fire engulfing part of a residential building in the country's second most populous city. The former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has claimed that the Russian President Vladimir Putin personally threatened him. In an interview with the BBC, Mr. Johnson said that Mr. Putin issued the threat during a phone call ahead of the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
You know, he threatened me at one point and said, you know, Boris, I don't want to hurt you, but with a missile, it would only take a minute or something like that, you know. Jolly.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is travelling to Jerusalem for talks aimed at diffusing tensions in the Middle East. Mr. Blinken will meet senior members of the Israeli government, including the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, today. Tomorrow he'll travel to Ramallah in the West Bank, where he'll meet the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The meetings come following an upsurge of violence between the Israelis and Palestinians. A panel of international experts on violence against women is embarking on a series of meetings around the country today to assess how Ireland is progressing in the area. The experts are members of the Grevio Committee, working under the direction of the Council of Europe. The focus of the committee will be to monitor implementation of the Istanbul Convention on Violence Against Women. Laura Fletcher reports.
Ireland ratified the Istanbul Convention in 2019. It requires states to fully address gender-based violence and to take measures to prevent it. The Council of Europe has tasked the Grevio Committee of Experts to visit Ireland and to find out how we're doing, and their work begins today. Last year, the government published Zero Tolerance, its third national domestic and gender-based violence strategy, and its most ambitious to date. For example, it proposes the fastest ever expansion of refuge spaces to 280 in the next 5 years. But this still falls below the 470 required under the convention. The Irish Observatory on Violence Against Women, a network of 22 organisations working in the area, has said the visit comes at a crucial time. Its chair, Orla O'Connor, described the government's zero tolerance strategy as very positive, but said it is important that it is properly resourced and is implemented now.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Reduce your carbon footprint and your home heating costs with the award-winning Grant Vortex boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be generally dry this morning. There'll be sunny spells and showers in the north and northeast. Cloud will increase from the west from late morning, with patchy light rain and drizzle following. Highest temperatures will range from 7 to 10 degrees. And there's a warning that westerly winds will reach gale force 8 tonight on coastal waters from Erishead to Bloody Foreland to Belfast Lough.